Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Richie Always Show, good Thursday. Dom in for Rich. Big issues, big guest. And Dawn has ably led off the news several times today with the ongoing story of the killing of Sean Skellinger and this Michael White guy who has been now through any number of lenient judges and situations. Yesterday, another situation about a previous crime, theft of a University of Penn bicycle. So, you know, knowing that it's a cop's bicycle using bolt cutters and all is pretty bold. You would think, given the other situation, the murder that was here and how that worked out, that there might be at least some degree of justice here. Well, this guy's being celebrated. He's doing forums on criminal justice reform. Is he a face of that? Or is this a little bit more O.J. Simpson than it is criminal justice reform? Joining us is the dad of Sean Skellinger. He was the man that was killed at Chancellor Street. In this incident where Michael White wasn't even the person that was part of the dispute. He was a courier of food and got involved with a big knife and stabbed him in a struggle. And then we know got rid of the evidence. That's something else that he had to answer for. Mark joins us here on the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Dom.
Well, Mark, we've had your wife on. We've talked about this case a lot. It's got to be grueling to go time after time into a Philadelphia courtroom and expect some measure of justice. What was your take on what the judge did yesterday in this case? More probation.
You know, unfortunately, the expectation of justice was lost quite a while ago once, you know, Larry Krasner got a hold of this thing. And he continues to manipulate it like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. Yesterday was a metaphor for the entire sad saga, a disorganized courtroom, passive prosecution, and a coddling and, as you say, a celebration of a criminal. It was not surprising, but continued disappointment on many, many levels.
Well, yeah. What do you say to those who always counter to someone in your situation? They did this with Maureen Faulkner on the same kind of thing and say, you know, why not let this go? You unfortunately have lost your son. It's not going to bring him back. They start this whole thing. I'm not even involved. And it's maddening to me to hear this stuff. And when I see Michael White, although it's not the same thing as Mumia, celebrated in town with colleges and all, putting him on panels. What does he know about any of this?
Exactly. There's nothing on his resume that warrants him being an example to anyone. It's absolutely amazing. It cheapens any criminal justice reform narrative. But you know, somehow this is being tucked in, you know, under that umbrella, which is the whole thing is crazy. I've said often, I'm looking for Rod Serling. He's standing there with the cigarette. Yeah. Because I'm definitely in the twilight zone.
Well, Mark, your wife now has hooked up with people like Maureen Faulkner. And also, I think it shows what your side, how they think with other moms and I guess dads, too, of color who have been victims of this very same thing. To make this not racial, it's universal, it's right versus wrong, it's sanity versus the craziness of the mob in Philadelphia supporting Larry Krasner.
So true. And you know what? We are not the ones who made this based on race. That was done by the defense. It maddens me to this day. It is my singular focus is for Sean's killer to retract the statement of that racial epithet, because that just did not happen. But it became the basis of the entire defense. As you said, it tapped into the OJ mentality. It's reparations via the judicial system, which is not what the judicial system is there for. But see, Tom, yesterday was a great example. The hearing was scheduled to start at 9 a.m. There's other cases on the docket. None of them were heard. There's this delay. There's that delay. I'm not ready. The defense is ready. The prosecution's not ready. None of those were heard. This piece comes up. It gets moved to another courtroom. Where's the defendant? Oh, he's somewhere in the building. Oh, we'll wait until he gets here. Then the prosecutor, who it was the most passive prosecution imaginable. Voci was around to move this thing through the system when it could affect the murder trial. But now that that's all done, they've got some junior leaguer on there who it did absolutely nothing. This thing ended up being heard at about 11:30. The killer said that he was trying to get back to Morgan State. There's no verification of that. Has he applied to school? Anything? The judge talked to him like she was his aunt. Oh, wow. Well, if you go there, you know, we'll make sure you can be supervised down there and this and that. He's not working. He apparently has started. He quit the job, has started a business, so to speak, cleaning cars. But there's no verification of anything. This guy's accepted it at his word. The defense is accepted at their word. It's pass backwards to pardon the vernacular.
I hear you.
Really,
well, look,
is.
You have our support as this continues, and nothing brings your son back. And then the travesty of this, to go through this gauntlet with two people, you and your wife, who are vigilant on this, have done all the right things, are educated people, thoughtful people. And this is what it comes down to in Philadelphia. And Mark, you're on the front lines, though, of at least exposing this. We were at the FOP last night for our watch party. They are working around the clock to find an opponent to stop this madness with Krasner. But it's going to take, as you know, a tremendous amount of money, effort, et cetera. And sadly, the mood of Philadelphia is more on the Krasner side. I just hope these people never become victims. It's not just Sean. It's you and your wife and justice that's a victim here every day. They don't seem to understand that, though. The whole tenor is toward the poor defendant, the poor criminal, versus the victims, and in some ways, even more, the surviving victims. We've seen Maureen Faulkner have to pick up the pieces and fight this for, I have to calculate, 1981, 39 years, whatever it is. So thank you, though, for at least carrying this on for all of us. As a dad, it's just not describable to me that I could continue in this with DJ and Luke. So thank you, Mark, and
thank you for keeping this alive, because we're not going to stop.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark, very much.
All right. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.